Part 3. Listen to Katie's message to her friend Janet. For questions 16 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the message twice. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions.
Hi, Janet. I just thought I'd tell you about next week's field trip as you missed the meeting. We need to pay a deposit of £50 3 weeks before we leave. We can pay the remainder of the money owed any time in the week before our departure for Lundy Island on August the 20th. That's only a month from now. At the meeting, we were told what to bring and how to prepare for our trip. We were told to bring clothes for all weather. Usually, you'd expect it to be quite warm in summer, but Lundy Island is in the Atlantic and apt to be quite windy and chilly. That's not to say there won't be the occasional warm day. It is summer still, after all. As regards entertainment, you'd be well advised to bring an MP3 player and a tablet or portable laptop. Although we're going to be kept very busy, you might want something to entertain you when you have free time. There are facilities on the island, but places to go are few and far between. Oh, and another thing, the electricity supply is cut off during the early hours of the morning. So unless there's a full moon, you'd be well advised to bring a torch. I guess it's fine if you like simple living, but I'm used to my creature comforts. I guess we'll adapt in the week that we are there. Imagine staying there for a month or even just a fortnight. Anyway, on to the educational part of the trip. We're expected to carry out a study on the wildlife and plants on the island. Once your assigned tutor has given you the go-ahead for your chosen project, you're really on your own from there. Apparently, there are some plants growing on the island that are unique to Lundy. Much as I'm interested in botany, I won't be studying them as they're located in the far end of the island. I like walking, but not 3 miles over rough terrain every day. Finally, don't expect mod cons. The islanders pride themselves on preserving the island as a sanctuary from the influences of the 21st century. That's not to say that there's no Wi-Fi, of course, but it will be limited though. So I hope I've given you enough information. There'll be a follow-up meeting with our tutors next Wednesday if you want to ask anything about the trip. See you back at school, Katie. Hi, Janet. I just thought I'd tell you about next week's field trip as you missed the meeting. We need to pay a deposit of £50 3 weeks before we leave. We can pay the remainder of the money owed any time in the week before our departure for Lundy Island on August the 20th. That's only a month from now. At the meeting, we were told what to bring and how to prepare for our trip. We were told to bring clothes for all weather. Usually, you'd expect it to be quite warm in summer, but Lundy Island is in the Atlantic and apt to be quite windy and chilly. That's not to say there won't be the occasional warm day. It is summer still, after all. As regards entertainment, you'd be well advised to bring an MP3 player and a tablet or portable laptop. Although we're going to be kept very busy, you might want something to entertain you when you have free time. There are facilities on the island, but places to go are few and far between. Oh, and another thing. The electricity supply is cut off during the early hours of the morning. So unless there's a full moon, you'd be well advised to bring a torch. I guess it's fine if you like simple living, but I'm used to my creature comforts. I guess we'll adapt in the week that we are there. Imagine staying there for a month or even just a fortnight. Anyway, on to the educational part of the trip. We're expected to carry out a study on the wildlife and plants on the island. Once your assigned tutor has given you the go-ahead for your chosen project, you're really on your own from there. Apparently, there are some plants growing on the island that are unique to Lundy. Much as I'm interested in botany, I won't be studying them, as they're located in the far end of the island. I like walking, but not 3 miles over rough terrain every day. Finally, don't expect mod cons. The islanders pride themselves on preserving the island as a sanctuary from the influences of the 21st century. That's not to say that there's no Wi-Fi, of course, but it will be limited though. So I hope I've given you enough information. There'll be a follow-up meeting with our tutors next Wednesday if you want to ask anything about the trip. See you back at school, Katie.